You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Celtics appear to have dodged a bullet when it comes to the injury to Kristaps Porzingis. At least if you're going by his social media, in which he has shared this morning that he is or will be good. Will be good, right? That's what he said, will be good. That's good news. And we will talk about that with you all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 7:30. It's a two for Tuesday. And that means a pair of Red Sox tickets that you can win every hour starting during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. First pair of tickets at 8:30, second pair of tickets at 9:30 here on the Red Sox station, WEEI. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins, who gear up to try and close out the series tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Linus Ullmark spoke yesterday in the locker room about Swayman getting the majority of the starts here, and this is what Ullmark had to say.
How's this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to be harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is it something for you, you kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went? You try to keep the right perspective on it?
Definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the period here. I'll go out there every practice, try to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the league.
Okay, sounds like a guy who's totally on board with Jeremy Swayman getting all of the rest of this. He says he has to try to be professional about it.
Like Curtis says, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell.
What that tells me is he heard all of the backlash of people saying, oh, he only talks about having the mind of a goldfish, and he's all on board while Swayman's saying, put me in, I want to play.
Maybe.
And he's seeing the response of that, and he's saying, shoot, I got to like step up my game and talk a little bit of a harder game.
Or it's all about having to... mind of a goldfish.
Or plans are great until they actually are enacted and people have to sit and watch, because the whole rotation is done. If they play Linus in the second round, it's not because of a rotation. It's because they like his matchup against the Panthers better than his matchup against the Leafs. And Jeremy Swayman is the best goalie right now playing for the Bruins. He's going to keep playing until he stops playing well.
Well, my question is,
how do you feel about this text from Rhode Island, where we will be on Thursday for the pregame at the Ocean Mist at 7:30 and Friday at Whalers Brewing Company for Roadshow number 2.
after the comments that the goalies, both goalies have made end of season, it proves that the goalie hug is complete BS.
Yeah.
That's what a texter said.
Well, those comments by Omark sound like a shot. They sound like it's like Swayman put up a fit about it last year or something, and he's pulling it back. Like, I don't think you pull out this crybaby comment unless that has been brought up prior.
Yeah, but he's his own. I mean, he has nobody to blame but himself. He had an opportunity to be the goalie with the Kings, and he said, no, I don't want to be traded. So don't be mad at Swayman or your head coach or Don Sweeney. Be mad at yourself.
And I said that all the time. It's just human nature for people in general. Like, people don't mind sharing the stage, Greg, and you'll understand this better than anybody because you've been in music for how many years? But no one wants to share being a lead singer. Like, I don't mind being in the band, but only one of us could be the lead singer. Yeah. And then everybody else has to fall in line, whether that's the bassist, you're the guitar player, you're on keyboard, you're on the drums. There can only be one, and I think that's what they're saying is, you can't have a band with two lead singers. It don't work unless you're what? Fleetwood Mac? Is that the only? Who was the one with the two girls?
Yeah, that was Fleetwood Mac. They had Stevie Nicks and Christy McVie, and they also had Lindsey Buckingham.
Right, but
and,
you know what? My point is that it's very difficult for two bands to have two lead singers that where it's going to work and flourish. Yeah. One guy always, or gal, and it's human nature where Swayman's like, I want to be the guy. Now Linus is like,
Well, the issue with Fleetwood Mac is they all started having sex with each other. That's a real problem. I mean, that works for a little while, but I don't know. If you have to say I'm trying to be professional,
right?
There's a problem,
right?
So I just think you got to go with Swayman the rest of the way, unless something.
But when you go, it hurts.
This is why all along it has made the most sense for them to deal Linus, and I recognize that he precluded them from making the trade. But the second Swayman played well, this was going to be his net because he's the future.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go to LeBron James. After losing last night to the Denver Nuggets by yet another Jamal Murray playoff dagger, he is awesome, by the way, and clutch as can be. LeBron spoke to the media and was asked about what his future may hold.
Couldn't be any closer to when you just got off the floor, but have you given any initial thought to what comes next this summer for next season?
No, I just want to get home to the family, honestly. Start looking at the schedule. Obviously, I got, my son, one of my boys is just trying to decide if he's going to, enter the draft or go back to school. I got another kid that's playing AU ball right now. My daughter is playing volleyball, and my wife is doing so many great things. So it's about family right now. And then in a couple months, I got to go to Vegas for training camp. So, I'm going to rest my body for USAB, but that's kind of the initial thoughts.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Why wouldn't you answer that? Why? What's the downside of saying, I always think about that. I'm getting older, but I'm not ready to make a decision. Why wouldn't you answer? That's so weird.
Yeah, I think he has to draw it out until he gets another decision type, a paid stream event to reveal where he's going to play next.
Yeah, I mean, he's not retiring. The question is whether or not he'll be back with the Lakers or he's going to force his way out of there.
He's not retiring in your mind?
No, hell no. He's not going to. LeBron is like, he's got a massive ego. There's no way he wants to go out at the end of his career like he's been doing the past couple of years. He's definitely got to line himself up with, the reports of the whole Golden State maybe trying to figure out what they're going to next step is. He definitely wants to line himself up with Steph Curry.
Okay, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, would you like to hear some of the interaction between Bill Belichick and Roger Goodell?
Yes.
Well, here was Bill and Roger. They were asked about the NFL officiating and their take on NFL officiating. Here was some of their discussion about the NFL officials.
Thoughts on the current state of NFL officiating? The speed and athleticism and how great these athletes are on sideline catches and reaching out the ball on the goal line and all those things. It's tough. It's really, I give those guys a lot of credit. They're right more than they're a lot more than they're wrong. And I've been one to argue with them on the sidelines. When I go back and look
We've seen that a few times, Kirk.
Me? But most of the time, they get it right and they do a good job. I think that the replay assist sped up the game last year. I thought that was good. You know, sometimes you have games that are called tightly, and then the next week you feel like you're playing the same way, and it's not called tightly. And so, I don't know, maybe your thoughts on that.
No, you're right on the consistency. We all use that as our barometer, and I think it's the consistency in the calls on the field, the consistency from crew to crew.
Commissioner, I'm going to put in my pitch, my annual pitch. Cameras on the goal line, cameras on the sideline, cameras on the end on the end line.
And that is the annual pitch.
First of all, good job, Bill. I thought it was a pretty good segment. So yeah. Pat McAfee set it up, and it was Bill essentially interviewing Roger Goodell, and there were, you know, five or six pre-written questions. They were pretty good. One thing I thought was interesting that Bill said, and Roger Goodell dismissed it because it involves spending money, and the NFL clearly is not making any money at all, Curtis.
No, they're broke.
Was Bill was saying those guys ought to be full-time.
I agree with that.
They should be paid full-time so they can work on officiating throughout the year.
Right.
It's shocking to me that they aren't.
Right.
Like, what's it going to cost you? What do you pay? You know,
aren't they making good money anyways?
Don't they make like $250,000?
Do they?
Yeah, I think
they
make good money.
I'm pretty sure, like, and this was years ago, I'm pretty sure that's what like Gene Steratore was making before he went to CBS.
Right, and Shotgun Ed Hockley was making good money. So I think they make pretty good bank. I liked it because I like to hear Bill from the perspective of what he'd like to see change, like, you know, that could make the game better.
The refs make $12,000 per game. So that's what this story from.
So times 18, yeah, that's.
Yeah. So it'd be 200 plus.
200 grand a year.
If they do 10 games, it's 120. Right.
Okay.
If they do, so it's a couple hundred grand.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't you make them full time? That's a great salary for full time.
Yeah, I don't really get. I don't know what the whole issue with that is because
it's not like I'm guessing. Are most of those guys working another job like during?
Well, Hockley famously was the pencil salesman.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
And didn't one of them.
How is that space currently? Like, are a lot of people buying pencils, Curtis?
Yeah, it's bumping.
Is it lit?
It is litty.
Yeah, just don't say fire.
It's not fire.
No, it's not fire. It's
those
definitely lit.
Cause a fire.
And I think with Gene Steratore, he did basketball, right?
Yeah, he did college basketball.
He did college basketball. So I think some of them might do other things, but I agree it should be full time so they can focus, get better in the off season, do what they need to do. Like you said, that they make good enough money to do it.
How do you feel about the camera at the goal line?
I love that. Like I think hearing from Bill, like some of these things, like that he would say, hey, here's what I would change. I'd make the game a little bit better. I think Goodell should be taking these things. Like, that would, you know, think about how many times you're like, did he get his feet inbound? Did he get across the goal? Did he get this? And he's right. If you had cameras all over the place, you'd be able to see those angles better.
Yeah.
Goodell should take him on as an advisor. Wouldn't you want Bill Belichick to advise you in any type of capacity
when it comes
to the league?
Goodell works for the owners.
Yeah. Also, Bill, not very collaborative.
Yeah, that is true.
No.
Greg, I do have...
he's power hungry.
I do have one more cut for you. I feel like we need to play before we get out of here. I know we're up against it, but it's a really quick one. Because there's yet another reason why Boomer Esiason is our favorite NFL analyst. And when I say our, I mean specifically you and I.
Oh, okay.
And a very special thank you to Theo Rabinowitz. Theo is a guy that just basically takes care of all of our stuff and the people that he works with. Nobody loves the show more than him. And he and I share a love of OAR, Mark Robert's together.
Yeah. Oh! Boomer Esiason, huge OAR fan.
See?
Wow. Did not know that.
Yeah. Boomer and I are simpatico.
There you go.
Boomer says, OAR, great band. Boomer says.
Boomer's never wrong.
Boomer is, that was during the announcement that he made yesterday that he is not going to be on CBS on Sundays any longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad, but good for him.
And honestly, the great, probably the best post-playing media career to this date, because what he did for Gunnar Esiason, who was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he just joined the Bengals and was at the top of the league, Boomer rededicated his life and used all of these different ways of income as a means to support trials and find treatment so his son would live. Now his son's like 30, father when it was a death sentence before you got out of your teenage years. And Boomer is unbelievably worthy of praise for that.
I don't think we know what the lineup is going to be going forward on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But if Boomer is gone and Phil Simms remains, mm-hmm. that is a crime against humanity. Is Phil Simms gone?
Yep, they're both gone. It's going to be Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt. I love Matt Ryan. They're not going to be very good.
Oh, so
is Coach Cowher staying?
Yes, and Nate Burleson.
But Boomer left
I like Nate Burleson.
Yeah, he's good.
Boomer left on his own, though, right?
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
He
no,
began it by saying
oh,
it
was
really
Oh, I thought
really
that it was.
No, no I was wondering why he said that. Yeah, no.
I didn't know that.
It was their decision.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a bad decision in my mind.
Yeah, I don't. I
think he's the best on that show.
Agreed.
I get the Phil Simms angle, but I don't really get Boomer. I think Boomer's better than Cowher.
Yeah, same.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, by far. Boomer has some personality. You know, he's got, like, it's not really a lot of insight because it's super quick, you know, with the halftime part of it and then the postgame.
Would Bill have been good on that show?
I like Bill in the role he's in where he can do a bunch of different things.
Also, I guess I can believe it, but Bill is officially doing the Tom Brady roast on Sunday on Netflix?
Yep.
Wow.
Knew it.
Is he?
Yep.
He's going to be sneaky so good.
He's going to be the star of it.
Yeah.
Monday morning, we're going to come in saying Kevin Hart was meh, Gronk was Gronk.
I thought the two of them hated each other.
Good job.
Yeah.
If Robert doesn't come up during Bill's roast of Tom, I will be very disappointed.
Will Robert be there?
No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
So then that means...
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll be there in the audience or so. I don't know.
But can we all agree now my story last week was accurate? Bill Belichick isn't going to go to the roast and then not go to Brady night?
Well, that's all. If Robert's not there, I don't think Bill's going to Brady night. If Robert is not there at Brady's roast, I still believe then that's a sign that Bill's not going to, because Robert made it a point to not go to the Brady night knowing Bill would be there. So Bill's going to now not go. You know what I'm saying? If Robert's there, okay, Bill probably shows up to Brady night. But how could Robert Kraft not be at Tom Brady's roast?
I think Courtney's right, though. I think Bill, there's a good chance that he kills it when it comes to a roast like that.
We all were kind of poo-pooing this when it was announced, like, oh, this is going to be just like a
cringe or whatever.
Yeah. Bill doing it makes it appointment TV.
Yeah, I think it does.
And it's Netflix. I see some Twitchers asking what channel. It's going to be on Netflix.
Netflix.
Greg's
Sunday.
Two favorite things together, Netflix and Bill.
It is Netflix and it's live.
Yes.
Ooh, what a tease. Sunday. Netflix and Bill.
I like that. They should use that, Curtis. All right. Still to come, the news with Courtney. It's a 2 for Tuesday and I have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. First pair at 8:30. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to be him. He had 38 in the win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter and did not return. An apparent calf strain. He'll have further imaging done today, but Kristaps himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. We'll be good. Game 5 will be back here tomorrow night. Tonight, though, the Bruins will try to close this one out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Auston Matthews did not practice with Toronto yesterday, but is expected to be on the trip here to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today whether he's healthy enough to go. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. In football, Christian Barmore has agreed to a 4-year extension with the Patriots. The deal has a maximum value of $92 million. It does include a $41.8 million guaranteed money situation. And Travis Kelce isn't going anywhere when it comes to the reigning champs. The 34-year-old signed a 2-year contract extension yesterday. That makes him the highest paid tight end in the league. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE18. That's 1-888-SMOKE18. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and cloudy afternoon high, a cloudy 55.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Tatum on the play, with the flagrant there, did he come out of that okay? And what did you see on that play?
As far as I know, I mean, he looked like he was moving. I didn't ask him after the game. He looked like he was moving okay, but I'm sure he's fine.
Easy operator on the side of the road. $1 million man in a lower class home, chopping trees for needs of a spiritual kind. Forever getting low while they try to be high. He
was Joe Mazzulla post game after Bam tried to take our superstar out last night, Wiggy.
Yeah. Now, Tatum said after the game, excuse me, there was nothing. There wasn't.
What do you mean there was nothing there?
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
He's sticking his foot in there to try to hurt Jason Tatum.
I didn't see it that way.
Oh, okay.
Crazy stat from Bam. They were talking about it during the broadcast last night. He hasn't made a single three-pointer in the playoffs ever in his career. Ever? And I understand he's not a big three-point shooter, but at the same time, the first time he was in the playoffs, 2017.
Yeah, you would think he would have made one.
Not one.
Courtney, if you have a son, Bam DeTore, just perfect.
Okay, I'll add it to the list.
So you had no issue with that whatsoever?
No, I didn't have an issue with it because Tatum didn't have an issue with it. I think he said after the game, like, it was kind of like one of those things where the whistle was already blown and, like, kind of everybody stopped, and then Tatum just kind of puts it up there, and Bam's just, like, trying to stop him from shooting it, and he landed on his foot. I didn't see that as a dirty play. I mean, we're watching it on Twitch right now. It doesn't look dirty to me.
Yeah. I mean, look the way it's literally, to me, it's the way he's trying to place his foot under his in order to get him to turn the ankle, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yeah, the Caleb Williams, that was dirty. This is, you know, I didn't
But they
see
don't,
that.
Do you like the fact that the Celtics don't really respond?
I mean, like
it's
it.
Not, it's the second time, essentially, that you have somebody trying to do something to Jason Tatum, and they don't. Nobody responds. I don't know that Jason Tatum needs to, but I mean, if you go back to Celtics Pistons and Bill Laimbeer,
well, they did respond. They respond. Jalen Courtney brought it up. Jalen Brown responded when Caleb Martin tried to take
sort
him.
Of
on the court. He went up.
Yeah, he went
his
after
chest
him.
Was out. He was.
Greg, I would say if the Celtics retaliate, then the Heat win.
Yeah,
because all they want to do is get the Celtics off their game and extend the series. If the Celtics win this in five, that's the best revenge. Just get past these guys, say, all right, we're on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Celtics and Pistons were equals at that time, whereas the Heat are, you know, an afterthought.
Hey, yeah. you're talking about the 80 Celtics Pistons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a different era. That was and the way they played. Both teams, they played that style of basketball.
Ordway just went into the Twitch chat and said, great point, Greg.
Oh, he loves that.
Well, I don't mind it. Like, I don't mind if you got guys who their intention is to be flagrantly dirty, then I don't mind if you respond physically a little bit here and there.
Like, right, I get that point, but Bam's not that player. And the sports are different.
Bam is what? He's not that player.
It's okay, just like in hockey. Look at your thing in hockey. I mean, they don't like the Bruins don't respond to some of the game has changed, and Curtis is right. It's not worth going to their level when you're a better team.
I think it's nice when they stand up for each other on the court. What I really love is after, when they're asked about it, how they treat it like nothing really happened. That's the best part about it.
This is Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, people. How are we today?
What's up, Steve?
You know, if you look at the play, Greg, you said no one responded. Al Horford got a technical foul on that play because he came in and he bumped by the bottle from behind, and he pushed him out of the way. So he did come to the aid of Tatum.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys, they don't have to kill him. I mean, Jesus. And the dirty part of the play was when he pushed him.
Yeah.
He landed on his foot, but he gave him a shove. I saw that. I agree with that.
I want blood. Sorry. Like, I apologize.
You're not going to get blood in basketball, brother. Not going to get him in the hoop.
Greg wants old Kevin McHale, Kurt Rambis.
I want a clothesline. I want a good clothesline. Yeah.
Not everybody can be tough guys like you.
Those days are long gone. Well, you're going to need for that? You're going to need your boy Draymond Green for that.
All right. Well, Bruins with a chance to close it out.
You get your glasses fixed, and all of a sudden you want to throw blows at people here.
I need a new pair of glasses.
That ear pain, it's really driving him nuts.
What are you waiting for?
I know.
I mean, you've been saying this for
someone else to pay for it.
Across the street from a Warby Parker.
I have to go get an eye exam if I'm going to get new glasses. I don't have the time for an eye exam.
They take 5 minutes.
I am very busy. I have an entire Karen Reed trial to watch every single day.
What was that video?
Are we getting to that during the news?
Yeah, we are.
And that video they put up?
What?
I guess there was a video that
they put up a video of all of them showing up to the scene.
They showed a lot.
That was
at... if you're not going to watch, don't try to throw it. Like, you're not educated on the Karen Reed.
I was asking, what's that snow video? I thought it was
showing up where his body was.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was right after that.
Yes, yeah. No, they showed that in court yesterday. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack when it came to... Did anybody else watch, or is it just me and Courtney?
I checked out the YouTube stream just to see the comments.
Okay.
I bought streaming for the flight.
Wow.
You did?
I couldn't believe some of the things that came out yesterday. In
what way? Like,
thought it was wild that the defense is alleging that the state police officer involved in investigating the murder, Michael Proctor, took Karen Reed's phone and then was texting with his high school buddies about how he wished she would kill herself.
Correct.
What?
And then said that he was looking on her phone for nudes.
He should not have been able to go through her phone.
Correct. No.
And was looking for nudes, was upset he didn't find any.
I thought that was, that was made in a statement, the opening statement by the defense. So they would then have to, at some point, prove that with the actual text messages or witnesses. But it is of interest to me that you have somebody investigating somebody else for murder, who is a Massachusetts state police officer, and is looking on their phone for nudes.
It is...
That doesn't seem right.
So unbelievable how the defense was able to do their opening statements where they were not allowed to point to somebody else that could have killed John O'Keefe, but they did everything to toe the line.
Yeah.
Because the judge ruled that they couldn't bring that up in opening statements.
But they did a good job with that.
They did a great job with that.
Yeah.
It is, and I even think watching the video that you're talking about, Wiggy, with the snowy scene, everybody showing up, the first cop to show up on scene when they found John O'Keefe's body, I don't know why the prosecution thought that would help their side. Myself watching it, I think it showed a distraught Karen Reed, who was like, what the F is going on? And everybody else seemed too calm.
Did the prosecution, did they have their opening?
They did.
Okay. And how'd you feel about theirs?
They deferred.
I felt like it was landed like a fart in church, as the saying goes. I was not as impressed, but I have an open mind. I don't know what happened.
Me neither.
But I cannot stop watching.
All right.
But I don't know if the entire region is as focused on the trial as Courtney and I are. I can't tell.
No.
There were over 10,000 people watching live when I saw it yesterday.
There were?
On YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a lot of people.
All right, anyway, we should get to the news, Courtney.
Okay.
It's time for...
An AI is helping the National Weather Service predict weather events. Webb telescope.
The news.
I found it when I turned on my phone and saw that. I thought, my God, what is it?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
And a Stoughton woman.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
It's an age as old as time.
On WEEI.
A student at a Lynn charter school stabbed a staff member multiple times yesterday morning. The staff member has not been identified, but the 18-year-old student has been. It's Larnell Jean Eustache of Chelsea. They're in police custody. The staff member expected to survive, luckily. Mm. We can hear from one student talking to BZ.
Everybody was locked in their classroom for about 3 hours, and we couldn't really go anywhere.
Damn.
So scary.
Okay.
So.
You're a big metal detectors in schools guy.
Always.
Right?
I still don't know. I don't get what the reasoning on why people or parents don't want them. It just, metal detectors and uniformed police officers, just like you get at the airport.
Big thing in Tennessee because they just passed a law that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom.
Why not just hire law enforcement to do it?
You know what the answer is? More guns. I think that'll solve the problem.
So you would not, you're not in favor of that, Curtis. Huh?
So the teacher's job is to educate, babysit, feed, and protect with an armed weapon.
Yeah,
I'm
all teachers are not, you know, gonna be gun people. So just hire law enforcement. Treat schools like you treat airports or you treat any federal building.
And you know what the answer to this is? Instead of investing in metal detectors, which I might be okay with, Wiggy, I'm not trying to argue the point. Mm-hmm. It is all about mental health. The people that go on these rampages are bullied online, are unable to escape their pain and anguish at home and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And they need to be given proper psychological treatment.
You're also dealing with a bunch of kids, and not saying that there wasn't, you know, this crazy mass shooting, school shooting situation before COVID, but now you have a bunch of kids that missed out on 2 years of their lives being locked in their homes. I'm seeing now the college seniors who are, you know, getting ready to walk across the stage at graduation who weren't able to do it 4 years ago when it was their high school graduation. USC just canceled graduation. So now they're not able to do that because of all the protests that are going on.
Yeah.
Like the fact that those kids are getting screwed left, right, and center.
Yeah.
They missed out on high school graduation, and now these universities are going to shut down their graduation after 4 years.
Yeah, they shouldn't shut down the graduation for the kids who aren't protesting.
Yes. And I mean, Columbia is a whole nother situation where that is a disaster what's going on there.
Yeah.
They just took over one of the school buildings.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a student or being a parent of a student that missed out on a big moment for finishing high school and now could be missing out on a big moment finishing college.
Greg, do you think there will be any repercussions for the kids who took over the school building, or will they just see grief counselors?
Bring in grief counselors, I would assume, Sean. Well, the Emerson kids, all of them want their, first of all, they were enraged, and so were some of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
That the photograph of them being arraigned was put into the Boston Herald and showed their faces.
Mm-hmm. Imagine.
And
could you imagine being the parent of a kid doing that and you're mad about the masking? Like, it's unbelievable to me, but that's why these kids are the way they are.
It's the parents' fault.
And could you imagine, and not to sound like an old head, but I break a rule in college.
Just say Liddy at the end.
And how deluged you'd have to be that you go in and break a rule. Like, I got caught drinking at BC. Shocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of punishing me, we have a negotiation about my outcome.
Yeah, well, what? you would have demands.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You would say, I have demands, and until they're met, I am not going to accept my punishment.
What a backwards world.
Well, that's because the world we live in doesn't believe in, you know,
punishing the punishing people your being kid. Punished for their
you
actions.
You can't punish your kid. You know, what's the saying? Spare the rod,
spoil the child.
Right?
Well done, Wiggy.
You can't punish a kid no more. If you give a kid a little whack or something like that, or put him or her in a corner and are a little bit like, you can't do it because what did you say the new thing is now? The new parenting style?
Oh, gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting, yeah. Right? You can't yell at a kid no more.
There was a girl that was at BU the other day. It was all over social media where she was chanting, "What's the problem with the world today? Israel and the USA." Like, what? What? Well,
meanwhile, the USA is about to pay for their college.
Right. What's a better chant, that one or the global warming protesters at the private jet in Devon's last week? I don't know.
You know who doesn't want the rod spared? Shime.
Mm.
he says, do not spare the rod, right. Punish the man.
Yeah.
Kids call the cops on their parents. If I ever said, Mom, I'm calling the cops on you, right?
Yeah, right, we got to take a break.
Bongos.
Yep. We will get.
We will bongos. Sorry.
We'll get to the well done. Rest of the news with Courtney next.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sweetheart. Oh, I'm your sweet and petite. It may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be, she's still out to get me.
It is a 2 for Tuesday, and that means Red Sox tickets for you every single hour. And I will give the first pair away at 8:30. I have a little announcement to make with a mystery musical guest for Curtis at 8:45. On this morning's show, and that guest, I am assuming, is rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs this evening. So That should be interesting when we get to that at 8:45 this morning. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
A close call in Bellingham on Sunday when a truck was speeding out of control and it struck an ice cream shop sign going right into the parking lot and hitting a fence. Just missing a car that was parked in that parking lot with a baby inside.
Holy cow, I'm watching that on Twitch. What happened to the, was the gas pedal stuck or something like that?
Well, he's saying he lost control, but 38-year-old Robert Marco is being criminally cited for this. We can hear from shop owner Shayna Murray on BZ.
When I saw the footage, I just could not even believe the things that took place that caused us not to open. And I was so happy that we didn't.
Scary.
Like he was speeding and lost control?
Correct.
Wait, they were closed for, there was some reason that they would have ordinarily been open.
Yeah.
Holy
That's
cow.
That's lucky, huh?
Could you imagine? Because Sunday was gorgeous. There would have been a ton of people there.
Yeah.
Wow. But thank God he didn't hit that car with the baby inside.
Yeah. That red one?
Yep.
Holy cow.
So scary.
Wow. Like he's flying.
The Mass Department of Transportation will install digital signs to try to stop trucks stirrowing themselves. We've had three in the last week.
Yeah.
Three in the last week. How is this still happening?
I don't know. And how many more digital signs do they need? I feel like I mean, these are going to be permanent digital signs, but the ones that pop up that have the flashing, you know, overhead. Whatever.
Now, are these like 18 wheelers or pickup trucks or are they the same thing?
Well, I think it depends who you ask.
Depends
who you ask.
How does this happen? I don't know about you guys, but whenever I pass a car, they're knee deep in their phone. That's why they don't see the overpass.
Yeah. But there should be, we have every advancement that we could possibly have technology wise.
Right.
Like we have robots that can shoot flames out of them that you can buy. You can't figure a way to put some kind of a warning system on GPS that warns truck drivers.
But what about your car, your phone in your car? So you get it registered with whatever, and you have it when your car is of a certain height.
Yeah.
And then you get on that road, and it's like when the tsunami warning hits.
Right.
Like, boom, it starts vibrating.
Like, some sort of message should come on your phone that says, hey, moron.
Right.
You're not going to be, the sign says 14 feet, you're 18 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, all right, well, we'll see if this works, I guess.
It's nonstop. Up next,
it's Influencers in the News on the Greg Hill Show.
YouTuber Anthony Vella was recording while flying his motorized paraglider when tragedy struck.
Okay.
Brian has the video for those watching on Twitch, but he was going 50 miles per hour and something went wrong. It caused him to flip over and fall 85 feet to the ground.
Is this like a homemade motorized paraglider?
No, this is a regular motorized paraglider.
Okay.
He broke his neck.
Jeez.
We have the audio of him when he was calling 911.
Oh, man. 48 miles per hour. Come on, baby.
Hey Siri, call 911. Hey Siri, call 911. Help me, please. I crashed my flying machine.
Okay, where are you at? So do you know where you're at?
I'm in Enchanted Hills. I'm in the desert. Oh,
okay, what was it that you crashed?
A paramotor.
Let me get you transferred real quick. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, please.
Do not hang up.
There is so much wrong with this.
I don't buy that.
I don't either.
You don't buy it? You see the video of him falling,
Yeah,
though.
I saw the video of this.
Yeah.
YouTube.
That sound. Do you remember, did you see that the greatest news fail ever? Which is the woman stomping grapes, and then she falls on live TV.
Yes.
With the sound she makes when she landed is identical to that. Jackson, I need that audio as soon as possible.
So if that's fake, which it sounds like it is.
No way it is.
He should be held accountable for the police and fire and everybody who had to respond.
Unless he didn't actually call 911, Greg.
No, but look at the stretcher and everything.
Yeah.
It's not fake. He falls so far.
Well, if you see the other angle from the GoPro, like where he's kind of way above the, it's just stupid. And the fact that
we all agree with that,
when he crashes and she's like, "What happened?" He's like, "I crashed my flying machine."
Like, what a donkey! And it's all for likes.
Yeah,
all about the likes and clicks.
Yeah. People are risking life and limb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get likes.
Holy Why cow. Would you want to be on a contraption that has like
people do it all the time?
A giant fan on the back and then a parachute. Like,
wow. All right, we can take a break.
Okay.
Rest of the news with Courtney coming up next on a 2 for Tuesday at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.